During the last 10 years, more than $600 million has been spent on building renovation projects in the largest public school system in western Massachusetts. When the new school year begins Monday in Springfield, children will return to the Friedman Elementary School to discover a new floor was installed in the gymnasium over the summer. It may seem like a little thing, but Principal Medina Ali said it will be a source of pride for the children, and that can lead to greater academic success.
Well, the atmosphere is good because that sets the tone. The kids come in and they feel welcome. They feel that they're valued because their learning environment is safe and clean and looks great.
The new gym floor at the Friedman School is just one of the renovation projects done this summer at 28 school buildings in Springfield at a cost of more than $14 million. Since 2008, more than $600 million has been spent to make repairs and upgrades to most of the city's 60 school buildings, which on average were built 55 years ago. Mayor Dominic Sarno said the efforts have extended the life of the facilities another 30 years.
A lot of improvements have been done. You have to look at the envelope of these buildings. It doesn't mean that you have to have a Taj Mahal for a school.
When the school building repair work started 10 years ago, the priority was to replace roofs, windows, and boilers. Now the improvements are being made to classrooms with new flooring, paint, and lighting, according to the city's executive director of buildings, Patrick Sullivan.
We've kind of secured our buildings. We don't no longer have the leaky roofs when it rains and so forth. So we've made a really good learning environment for the kids with what we're doing.
LED lights have now been installed throughout about 75% of the city's school buildings.
So we've saved considerable monies, up to $3 to $4 million a year in annual savings now on our utility and fuel bills.
Springfield has received almost $486 million from the Massachusetts School Building Authority since 2008, more than any other school system, according to Superintendent Dan Warwick.
We've had more building projects than anyone in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And when do you ever see Springfield get more funding than Boston?
The state agency has authorized $49 million to Springfield for a new building to replace two badly deteriorating schools, Brightwood, which was built in 1898, and Lincoln, built in 1910. Although located in a single complex, each school will keep its identity with separate entrances and faculty. The schools will share a cafeteria, gymnasium, and library. Construction for the new school in the city's north end is expected to start next month. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.